Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is news for parents wishing they could send their kids to private school, and it's also maybe something to consider for parents who already are. Conventional wisdom is that more expensive private schools give kids a better education, better career paths, a better life. But a years-long research study of over 1,300 kids across the country, born in 1999, concludes that's not the case. Robert Pianta is dean of the Curry School of Education at the University of Virginia. They conducted the study. He's at WVTF in Charlottesville, Virginia. Dean Pianta, you write, you saw the advantages of private school disappear when studies controlled for families' socioeconomic factors. Explain.
If you want to predict children's outcomes, you know, achievement test scores, the things we care about socially in high school, the best thing that you can use to predict that is going to be family income.
Any high school, regardless
of what high school you go to, the best predictor is going to be family background. And in this case, it's family background before the child even goes to school in kindergarten.
So you saw it didn't have anything to do with the school.
Exactly. It was the family factors that carried the day, and it wasn't the school that they went to.
I mean, we know there are outliers.
There will be individual cases of poor kids who went to private schools that are tremendous success stories. You know, but, you know, we make policy not on the basis of individual cases. Hopefully we make it on the basis of larger data sets and patterns of information.
Right. So start with this notion that people have, that private schools are just better.
If you just simply look at private school versus public school, don't consider any other factor, you see huge benefits to being in private school. They're about a standard deviation, like 15 points higher on test scores, and they're more motivated and the like. And then as soon as you put in to the equation that you're using to predict, as soon as you put in family income, those differences disappear. And they never reappear again, no matter how many other variables that you put in. So the idea basically being that it's what's happening in kids' families and the kinds of conditions that they're able to purchase for their kids and the circumstances that they're able to provide for their kids over the long haul that really matter in adding up to the kinds of things that we assessed in ninth grade.
But how do you know that? How do you know that these aren't kids that are being energized by the school itself?
Well, we actually also looked at the kinds of experiences that they had in school. So in the intervening years between kindergarten and ninth grade, we also went and observed the school, and we asked the kids questions about their experiences in school, and those weren't factors that really made a difference. It was really everything about the family, socioeconomic background, and circumstances prior to the kids going to school that were the factors that erased those differences we saw between public and private school enrollment later in high school.
So you're saying kids who came from homes with higher incomes and parental education gave young children in particular, birth through five, educational resources, stimulation that other children didn't get. You say that's the difference, and those tend to be the kids. That is
a very big difference. Importantly, those families continue to give those kids advantages from kindergarten all the way through ninth grade. Those families that give those advantages tend to also be families that will place their kids in private schools. Now, some low-income kids do end up in private schools for all sorts of reasons. When we looked at the low-income kids in this sample who were in private schools, we didn't see any advantage to private education there either.
Yeah.
We know this across the board, that relative to the kinds of resources that families provide kids, schools are just operating on the margins. They just move kids a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't all sorts of cases in which there are terrific teachers that move kids far and terrific schools that turn kids around. But on balance, it's the kind of resources that families provide to their kids directly and indirectly.
So what's to be done with this conclusion? You write, in sum, we find no evidence for policies that would support widespread enrollment in private schools as a group, as a solution for achievement gaps associated with income or race. And you know that's completely in opposition to what Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is saying. She's calling public schools a dead end and is saying invest in the private schools.
Right. Our point here would be a policy that essentially gave families vouchers and allowed them to go use those vouchers for tuition in any private school. That kind of policy is not likely to add much value to kids' achievement long term for the large number of kids that need help in the United States, and particularly a policy like that without oversight that would determine what type of school, you know, a child might go to, whether it was actually a decent one or not.
You're saying that the biggest differential is the educational resources and stimulation that come from the home. I mean, should there be vouchers to help parents do something at home?
Well, we have lots of programs and social programs that try to help improve parenting and provide stimulation, mm-hmm. you know, to kids at home. And I think it's important to point out, we have lots of evidence to suggest that when you improve schools, whether it's public schools or private schools or charter schools, you do improve the outcomes for kids. And so focusing on policies that improve schools are clearly the pathway to creating better achievement outcomes for kids, particularly kids from less advantaged households.
So speak directly to the parents who might be killing themselves to get their kids out of disadvantaged neighborhoods and into private schools.
Well, I think parents who are struggling and really concerned about the schools that their kids are in, the best thing that they can do is get as involved as they possibly can be in the governance of that school and to use the mechanisms that are available to them to hold those public schools accountable. Many of those parents may have opportunities to look at publicly sponsored charter schools, and I think those are terrific opportunities. On balance, there aren't enough good schools for kids, whether those are public schools or private schools or charter schools. And we need parents to advocate for better schools.
Robert Pianta, dean of Virginia's Curry School of Education, his new study, Does Attendance in Private Schools Predict Student Outcomes at Age 15? His conclusion is that most kids do about the same in private and public schools, so support public schools. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Dean Pianta, thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much, Robin.